Welcome to the podcast, where we introduce you to incredible humans who share their journeys with the mission to inspire you to harness your own inner tenacity to drive your life and career forward. And now, your host, Adam Posner.
Welcome to the podcast After Dark. We're here with the happy hour sessions with my dude Mike Staffy over here. Mike, are we getting a little sniffy sniff on this? What are we drinking today? Hold on.
It's got a lot of legs. I think it's a 21 cab. Good viscosity.
This isn't bad for a conference wine. You know, we are at the win.
It's good win wine.
Is it a winner?
We're not doing that. I mean, we can keep talking about the wine.
But I've actually been hanging out with Mike for the last couple of days. We built up a rapport. We've broken bread. We've had a couple of drinks. We had some good laughs last night. Ben, this guy crushed it last night.
Yeah, hilarious guy.
Unexpected. You know, expect the unexpected with my video expert over there. Ben, he killed it absolutely. So let's get into it, man.
Yeah.
Listen, we talked a lot last night, and you really... There were some perspectives that I liked about the way you approach business. You're pragmatic. And we talked about some things I'm not going to, you know.
We had some
confidential conversations, but your laser focus on building and especially hiring and building teams. I'm going to get to that in a second, but let's just first talk about, let's set up. What is Aaron? What do you guys do?
Yep. Aaron's an employee referral platform. We help businesses.
Okay, we're done. That was a great conversation.
Yeah. And the wine is great. We help. Cheers, by the way. Cheers,
man. It's been a good time.
Yeah, it has been fun. So look, Aaron's an employee referral platform. We help businesses turn their employees into recruiters. You know, another way to say that is we help large businesses go from 10% hires from referrals to 30% hires from referrals. And when we do that, we result in lower cost per hire, faster
out of business.
Yeah, faster hires and longer tenure hires as well, right? So the we do that through automating the entire experience, so from referral to payday, all of the eligibility checks and everything in between. And then by automating it, we're actually able to create like a real-time experience for employees to keep them more engaged.
It's a flywheel.
Yeah, we're going from a single touch point of like, here's my buddy, good luck, to like tracking that all throughout the way and keeping them. It becomes a bank account for the employees, right? So now they're coming back to talent acquisition. Hey, I need more data. Like, they're hungry for data. And then when we're doing that, we can say, oh, while you're here, refer more, right? And then we're able to get more results from that.
Let's break down referrals a little bit. I want to lift up the hood on that. And there's a few different angles to referrals. And I think one of the problems where companies get it wrong is that they make it open and anybody could just send anybody through without really having vetted out their referral. And I think there needs to be accountability from the referrer to the referee that they're not just throwing shit at a wall and seeing what sticks so they can make the referral money. But it's about an employee referring somebody that they want on their team because they know it's going to make their job better, their company better, the bottom line, if they have profit sharing, whatever you want to have it. So how does your system work with that kind of mantra and mindset?
Yeah, and while you're exactly right,
I know.
cheers again.
We're getting to that point of the day. I want two more after this.
We wanted to be drinking silver bullets, but
they have silver bullets here?
Well, they don't.
Like
that's why we have wine. I'm
a Miller High Life guy, by the way.
What's that?
Miller High Life.
Oh,
I live
champagne
the,
and beers.
I live the high life. I have high life sneakers, which I should have brought with me.
Well, after this, we're drinking high life. That's the deal.
Not gonna find out. We have to go to downtown Las Vegas.
Yeah, we get to the place we went last night. They'll have high life.
I'm never going back there again. I was scared for my life at one point.
You're exactly right. So going back to your statement, that's not always the case for all of our customers. Like, it's the cool thing about what we do is that we want to fit into the needs of an enterprise customer, right? And sometimes those needs are volume, right? They don't care about...
No, it's a flywheel. They need to drive the top of funnel.
Exactly. Other times his needs are like very specific, like community-based hires, whether it be nurses or people with secret clearance or you know, whatever it is. So it's... and when you think about it, even in those two examples, like it's... Getting in is often the first priority, right? Either because you want to get into a lot of people or get into the right people. And then the check of quality comes after that. So it's not, believe it or not, it's actually not the being very strict on have you worked with them before, like can you vouch for them, is not always the first requirement for our customers. But as they mature and figure out, okay, we can now get into these communities, we can now get into the volume, then they start tightening it up a bit, right?
And I love how you break this down, because I think that's really what's important. Who is your biggest competitor, not by name, but like, what are you doing different to stand out?
Yeah. So the
I don't like the first part of that question, so I just switched it.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'll just keep drinking and it'll make more sense.
Right. Like, so how do you stand out in the marketplace? What's your point of difference?
Look, the let's talk about the competition a bit, though, because somebody told me, actually a competitor told me, that the employee referral space is littered with dead bodies with the best intentions, right? Like, people that really gave it a go here, and they got so far. And at this point, as far as I can tell, at the very least, I'll be the furthest along dead body at some point, right? We are really paving the way for a very niche product that before has only gotten so far, right? We've already broken past its barriers.
Right.
We are the largest employee referral specific product in the world that's ever existed, like, just by any measurable metric. Now, we still got a super long way to go. Like, we're still very early on. We're a high growth startup. That's all that is. But the reason I bring that up is, like, we're not usually losing to competitors. We're
losing opportunities.
We lose to status quo, right? Like, or other priorities.
That's an interesting perspective. This is a clapping for you.
Yeah, thank you.
I like to beg myself for myself.
Yeah. So we lose to status quo. We lose to other priorities. I mean, usually when we're working with leaders in enterprise, like, they're definitely set on mixing shit up, and when that happens, there's other things that they're doing as well, right? Like, the CHRO is signing off on a lot of stuff, and they're going to say, hey, like, we're rolling out these three products. You guys are after that. And sometimes that can dramatically extend the sales cycle. But, you know, it's good to be in that stage of innovation with those types of buyers.
What's the biggest challenge when you guys are pitching business? Like, why would a company say no? It seems like a no-brainer.
Yeah, I'll tell you this.
You're saving on recruiting fees. You're getting rid of jerk-offs like me.
Yeah.
Right? Like, jeez.
Yeah, we're augmenting it. We're augmenting.
Supplementing.
Yeah, supplementing it. So it's a great question. Our biggest challenge as a vendor is that, like, we have a product that people get on and they get it. And they're like, we've been doing this for 30 years. You're making it better. It looks fantastic. Like, they're smiling. They love every part of it. But, you know, it's easy to get into, like, you make my life much easier because I live and breathe referrals. You make my life easier. The CFO doesn't give a shit if your life's easier. If your life was easy, he wouldn't need you, right? Like, so helping our customers understand, like, the material impact that you can have on the business and then drive that up to the CFO for signature, that's the journey, right? Like, that's the hard part. And now when it comes from the top down, it's a slam dunk, right? But if it always came from the top down, I'd be wearing a nicer shirt than this, right?
I mean, you can't see it on camera, but his shirt matches my Jays over here. We had an interesting conversation last night about this world of VC funding, and I guess in the beginning, correct me if I'm wrong here, you're like, oh my God, they're interested. They want to give us money. But now you're at a point now where you're, you know, a successful profit. Hopefully you're profitable at this point.
Close enough.
I mean, covered the tab last night, so
yeah,
I'm profitable.
Yeah, yeah. Don't say that. My accountant's looking at this, going to listen to this.
What advice would you give, someone, maybe a company a couple of years in your wake coming up to be able to synthesize and sift through a lot of the VCs and tell what's real about what we're supposed to. Like, we had an interesting talk about last night, and we're not just saying, like, I don't want to talk to junior analysts anymore because some of them might be super knowledgeable and they're the gatekeeper. So
yeah.
How do you kind of balance that?
Yeah, no, for sure.
I never talk about this. This is a good one.
We came out of a super, super heated VC market, right? Like, you look at the investment charts
years ago.
Like, from 2012 to like 2022, it was ridiculous, right? And people still very much have the mindset of 21, which is like, oh yeah, like, I have an idea and people are going to give me money for it. That doesn't happen anymore.
That was really happening, by the way. People didn't even have a proof of concept. They had nothing. Not an MVP, nothing.
If you had
nothing.
A pulse and you were there in 21 and you were, like, filed as an S-Corp, you're good. You got an investment. Like, didn't matter what it was. And what that really has cooked into a lot of entrepreneurs, myself included, was that fundraising is the goal. It's not. Fundraising is, like,
no.
The step along the way. And if you don't have to do it, don't do it. Like,
we pause on that for a second. I've heard this a number of times. Fundraising is not the goal. It's only if you need it because you're giving equity away.
You should only do it if it gets you to the end result faster, better, bigger, right?
Was that a hard concept? Was that hard for you to synthesize internally? Was that a challenge for you?
Yeah, so I'll tell you, there's a lot of lessons in entrepreneurship that people can tell you a million times. You're not going to know it or believe it until you live it, right? Now, but I don't want to contradict myself too hard. Like, doing a round of funding was the best thing ever for our business because it matured our business and it matured me as a CEO faster than anything else I've ever done, right? So it created a board, it gave me accountability, it helped me understand things.
Accountability?
Yeah.
You weren't just a cowboy out there.
Yeah, I mean, I now have to, like, report back to somebody,
like, it's your
right?
company, like, you're the boss, but you have accountability with it.
Yeah, you, listen, a board has two jobs. You know what the two jobs of a board are? Hire the CEO, fire the CEO. Nice. That's their only job, right? So don't make them do the second part, right? Like, that's where the accountability comes in. And when you're accountable, you get better. Like, you understand your business in a way that a VC looks at your business. You understand your business in a way that...
It's giving you a different lens for your own company.
Exactly. I mean, and you're better for it, and your company is much healthier for it.
I love it. This has been a fantastic conversation. We're going to keep it going here. These are run and gun chats right now. What's keeping you up at night, man?
Yeah.
As a business owner.
Yeah. So, look, we're... if you're in the HR tech business, you know that 23 was kind of wild for a lot of people, right? I'm thankful that we were able to use that as an opportunity to learn even more, right? Like, it was the first time we got reality checked. Like, everything was absolutely on fire, and then 23 hits, and we're like, what the fuck? Like, what's going on? Like, what do you mean we don't just pitch in, you buy? Like, that's how this works. So we had to, like, really, like, learn where we matter in this world, where our buyers are and why our buyers are there. Thankfully, like, that lesson was a lesson we learned fast, ended the year on our biggest quarter ever.
Awesome, man.
Doing it again, right? The curve is back, and that's fantastic. But that making those mistakes in the next phase of our growth, like, we're doubling the business this year,
there
right?
There you go.
And we need to...
Cheers to that.
Cheers. That is a good one to cheers for. You're right. It's no highlight, but it will do. Yeah. So it's avoiding those mistakes this time around is, like, my top priority, right? And what that means is that I want to make sure that I hire the right people, that I have the people to do the job, the people that can tell me how to do. I don't want to tell them how to do the job. I want to run the business.
You
want
to
drive
the right
business.
People and let them go with it.
I will hold them to a standard that they will, will be merciless, but they will tell me how to do the job. Like, they're there to do,
like,
that, right?
Like that, like, approach. And you know what? Do it with a little bit of care, a little bit of listening.
Yeah.
Empower the trust the people that you hired to do what you hired them for.
Yeah.
And let them do it.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, that's exactly it. Easier said than done, but that is the play. That is the play.
I love it, man. So we're going to wrap it up here. Before we do, biggest survival pro tip at these conferences.
Yeah. Nothing good happens after midnight. Remember that, and
water is your friend.
When someone says, let's do shots, usually that's a bad idea. That's a bad idea.
So I'm going to put a spin on that pro tip. I got the most powerful advice from the one time I met Bill Murray, and every shot...
Bill Murray
we'll
is...
We'll tell a story later.
Yeah, okay. We'll get into that.
A little time, but every time you do a drink or a shot, it's a shot of water or a glass of water in between.
There you go.
Pro tips from Bill Murray.
And he's made it this far.
Where can they connect? Where can they learn more?
Check us out at erinapp.com, erinapp.com. Find me on LinkedIn. Hit me up. You'll get auto spam. Like, don't talk to me on LinkedIn because every sales rep talks to me there. But find me and we'll hang out.
It's been good to hang. I appreciate you, man.
Cool. All right. Appreciate you. Rolling. Thank you.
Over the last 3 years, how much market volatility have you experienced in your business? How many times have you had to hire quickly only to find yourself in a position a few months later with not enough roles to keep your recruitment team busy? Now, what if you could work with a flexible recruitment partner that you could scale up and down based on your needs without compromising on quality or culture? The good news is that solution is finally here. Matcher is a tech-enabled RPO player that made its mark in Europe and is now taking over the US by storm. Matcher combines technology, experience, and flexibility for startups, scale-ups, and corporates to quickly deliver on their hiring needs. Now, whether you're hiring across engineering, go-to-market, or G&A, Matcher got you covered. That's why Matcher's embedded sourcing,
coordination, and recruiting services are trusted by companies like TikTok, Booking.com, Miro, Grammarly, Stripe, and more. To find out how Matcher can be your flexible recruitment partner, visit Matcher.io. That's MATCHR.io. And make sure you tell them you heard about it on the podcast. Thanks.
Wisdom is forever, but for us, it's time to go. Thank you for joining us. Luckily, we'll be back with our next episode soon, jam-packed with more incredible humans. Thank you for listening, subscribing, and sharing. To join the conversation, search The Podcast on LinkedIn. And to catch up on past episodes and more info, please visit www.thepodcast.com.